Good evening, Central Jersey, and welcome, and actually good evening, Central Jersey and beyond, and welcome to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. Through this weekly radio show, my goal is to provide you with a forum or a place that you can rely on getting information to make the complex world of Medicare clear and easy to understand, and more important, to navigate, regardless if you're already on Medicare, turning 65 and are going on Medicare, or you decided to work beyond 65 and now are considering leaving an employer or a union plan and going on Medicare, or have been on disability for 24 months and going on Medicare, or even if you don't fall under any of these categories, but you know a family member, coworker, neighbor, or a friend that is impacted by Medicare, you need to stay tuned. And this becomes more important now in the age of the coronavirus, as so many things in our lives are constantly changing. And week after week, I say the same thing. And I sound like a broken record because I am being a broken record, right? But the only constant all day is change. But nevertheless, right, there are 10,000 individuals that are turning 65 every day. And now more than ever, really need to have the right information to make their health coverage decision. And for those that are already on Medicare, these times are filled with anxiety, fear, and frustration, and also uncertainty. Well, I'm here for each and every one of you. My name is Mario Vargas, an independent insurance broker specializing in senior insurance solutions. What that means is that I represent the major insurance carriers in the state of New Jersey and other states like Pennsylvania, New York, Georgia, Arizona, Florida, Mississippi, and Texas, North Carolina as well, and Georgia. I said Georgia already. So as you can see, I have quite, actually total was like 9 states, all right? And wherever there's a Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage, prescription drug plans, life insurance, primary expense policies, cancer, heart attack, dental, and vision as well. I also do home and auto. And not all those states, but mainly in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, in that instance, right? And after years of assisting individuals at their homes, conducting a free, no-obligation consultation prior to the coronavirus, and during the coronavirus via conference calls and phone, video conference calls and phone, right? and where I assess individuals' situation, right? And help them choose the plans that fit their needs, and making hundreds of presentations at senior buildings, in diners, churches, and community events. Of course, that's when we were allowed to do those things. I am scheduled to start up again next month, and at the end of the show, I will tell you the dates and locations, and that is obviously if things don't get much worse. They are getting a little worse, but much worse to the point that there's restrictions. Okay, but anyway... So every time I do these things, right, I continue to hear how frustrating this all can be. And to show me how confusing, frustrating, many people tell me about the tons of mail they receive starting months before turning 65 and even more after turning 65. And let's not forget the repeated nonstop phone calls that are simply annoying. Last week, I was visiting someone, helping them transition from, actually this person was on employer plan, she was on her husband plan, okay, then he just went on COBRA, she decided not to because it was very expensive, right, and then her husband just recently left the employer plan, but she had been off COBRA, only being on straight Medicare. So that was a little thing, a little exposure there. So she called me because she got my name from a friend of a friend. And that's how this works, folks, a referral to a referral, right? And I love those, right, referrals. And so I was able to walk her through. Anyways, the point I'm making with this, as I tell you about how much annoying phone calls and all that is, because as I was sitting there at her kitchen and we were both fully masked and we were doing social distancing, the phone was ringing nonstop. And she just said, see, that is all day. That just, the phone doesn't stop ringing. She didn't even bother picking up because, and I'm sure many of you are getting that. Anyway, this serves as the basis for why I created my company called Senior Health Navigators, with the main purpose implied in the name, to help seniors navigate through what can be a maze of information. And now with the coronavirus, anxiety, fear, frustration, uncertainty, and you can add anything else you want to that. And that's why I continue to stay on the air week after week, with the exception of some holidays, because I know last week I was not on the air because it was Labor Day weekend. So I hope you guys had a wonderful time. So week after week, whenever I'm at. All right. To this day, I have helped thousands of individuals through a free, no obligation consultation. And at the completion of these sessions, everyone tells me the same thing, that it was extremely helpful and more people will benefit from the information that I have to share. So I listen to their suggestion and look for additional ways to get this information to you. And that's where Sister Jeannie, hello, Sister Jeannie. And thank you for joining me as you're having your dinner now. One of my current members sparked the idea and inspiration to do the radio show on WCTC 1450 AM in the Sound of Vice section. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can listen to the podcast of the show on WCTCAM.com or visit my website at SeniorHealthNavigatorsLLC.com. If you need to contact me or have questions, you can call my office at 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. 1-800-864-8414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. Also, if anyone that you know that wants to be a sponsor of this show, yes, they can do so by calling Frania at 732-618-7676. That's 732-618-7676. And their ad will be played during the show, and they get to be interviewed by me on the air whenever that is possible. Every week now. Now that we're into year three, yes, folks, into year three, I provide you with information that I deem of interest to you as I, you know, search, read the newspapers and social media. And also I rely on when you ask me some questions, when my members call in, call me for assistance. I look at that and see, is there a trend? Is there a topic there? And that is how I bring it to your attention. But remember that this is your show and I welcome your questions, thoughts, and suggestions. And you can send them by visiting my website at SeniorHealthNavigatorsLLC.com. That's one way. You can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's another way. Or you can call me at 1-800-864-8414. 1-800-864-8414. The point is that you reach me, reach out to me in whichever method works for you. Once again, hello, Central New Jersey and beyond. Yes. Because we are now also on FM station, 98.5 FM. 93.5 FM. See, I'm messing that up right now. But anyway, we're also on FM. All right. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. All right. In the world of Medicare, right, the annual enrollment period is upon us. Yes. Remember, I started this over 200 days ago. Now we are 39 days, yes, folks, 39 days away from the annual enrollment period that occurs between October 15th to December 7th. Yes, all this time, this is what we're gearing for. And what you're allowed to do during this period is if you have a Medicare Advantage and you don't like it, you can change it. If you have a Medicare Advantage and you love it, and you don't want to do anything, you could do nothing. If you have a Medicare Advantage, you're not sure about whether it's the right one for you or not, and you just want to like shop around or investigate, this is the time to do so. This is that time that you can do that. If you have a prescription plan, so if you say, Mario, I don't have a Medicare Advantage, so that may not apply to me. The thing is that, well, if you have Medicare Supplement, right, then you have a standalone prescription. So as long as you have a prescription plan, standalone prescription, right, then this also applies to you because this is the one time in the year that you're able to make a change to that prescription plan that no longer works for you. Again, if it's a plan that has been working wonderfully for many years, but now you got different medications and no longer is working for you, this is the time to make a change. If you have a plan that you love it, you don't need to do anything. But this is the window for you to do something. So again, I always tell you, it is important to look under the hood. Just look at it. Explore. If the plan works for you, great. Excellent. If the plan doesn't work for you, this is the time to make a change. You can do so by calling me at 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414, because I can guide you through that process if you're not working with someone. If you're working with someone, then just reach out to them. Folks, I'm having fun here. But we have so much stuff. Today, I want to finish the conversation that I started actually 2 weeks ago, because we took a hiatus for Labor Day, right? And the conversation was on higher and faster growing spending per Medicare Advantage enrollee as to Medicare solvency and affordability challenges, right? And I started that to tell you that. I want to finish that, time permitting, right? And then, since we're off for Labor Day, also, I want to start a conversation on COVID medical bills are about to get bigger through, So the COVID medical bills are about to get bigger for individuals, because that time that was, during the COVID, most insurance companies pretty much said they did not ask for co-pays or any charge any or build anything related to COVID-19. Well, that's over, folks. So I want to talk to you about that through a New York Times article that I came across. That's really good. Also, Medicare upgrades. In President Biden's plan, a bill rather for 2022, he has proposed to enhance dental, vision, and also drug price coverage in his plan. In the budget, if it ever makes it. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the impact if the Medicare eligibility age is lower to 60. Folks, tons of stuff to get to, but we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and just jump right in. All right, stay tuned. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me at 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. Folks, we have a jam-packed show today. I have any one of those items really will take up a whole show, right? So this might extend to two shows. Who knows? But anyway, but I want to say hello first to members Jivanti in North Brunswick. Hello. Usha and John in Hamilton. Adebisi in Monroe Township. Bagwati also in Monroe Township. Awad in Trenton. Julia in Hackensack. Merlin in Orange. George in Monroe Township. And Stephen in Somerset. And Stephen, it was great speaking to you 2 weeks ago in relationship to the dental coverage that your plan has. I always look forward to when members reach out to me with questions and or even just reaching out to say hello, which Monica tends to do that on number of times. Also, birthdays. So basically, birthdays this Wednesday. Rosa in Bogota has a birthday, and Arlene in Monroe, and Charles in Monroe Township also. Then on Friday, JC in Urbanton has a birthday, along with Michael in North Plainfield. Then on Sunday, Arthur in Monroe Township has a birthday, and Jane also has a birthday in Bridgewater. I also want to say hello to Patricia in East Windsor. 2 weeks ago, actually, I had the pleasure of helping her, actually, in her and her husband enroll in a Medicare supplement plan that really works best for her. And I shared this. I always say hello to new members, but also because it was a reminder to me as to why I loved doing what I do. I love this, by the way, in case you are not aware or haven't noticed, based on my passion for talking about these topics, but I really enjoy it. And I have to say that sitting down with Patricia reminded me of how good, I'm using the word good, but really just how much I really enjoy and feel honored to be doing this. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when Patricia called me up, she really was a bit lost, and she said it. I'm not saying anything that she wouldn't say herself, right? In fact, I may ask her one day to see if she wants to come on the air and do it herself, right? But she called rather a little stressed and frazzled, right? Because she didn't have the proper coverage in place, and she was concerned that, hey, any hospitalization or anything that may happen to her could really wipe her out, her and her husband. So I listened, and I quickly came up with a solution that works best for her and her husband, and I was able to guide them and enroll them, and she was really ecstatic and very thankful. And the reason, and many of you are, most of my members that I actually interact with have always said this to me, but I'm sharing this particular story because it's a reminder, because once in a while, we tend to just get dive into what we do, and we don't take a step back and realize that, wow, the things that we do are really awesome and amazing. And hey, maybe you should do that. Hey, whatever it is that you're doing, right, that you're so involved in, right, take a step back and look at it and say, wow, you know what, I really enjoy what I'm doing. Or you might find out that you don't, and then that's a different conversation. But anyway, hello, Patricia, and welcome aboard to both Patricia and Angel. Folks, This virus is not going away, okay? And this is where I always ask you, how has the coronavirus impacted your life? I want to know. Let me know. Call me, 1-800-864-8414. That's 1-800-864-8414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. Well, on this, all I can say is that the variants, I mean, and there's breakthrough infection, all these are taking place. And you see that. And sometimes when I read the news, I just get really frustrated and upset, I must admit to you on the air. Because when I read a headline such as that, you know, governors of like the governor of Arizona, right? That person banned mask mandates, right? And then tons of kids are infected. In fact, I think, and I could be wrong on this, I should have really looked at the article closely, some individuals may end up having died. Yeah, I just say, are we living, what world are we living in? And that's just one example of all the absurdity around this thing with the mask and vaccination, you know? I know you're tired of listening to me about this, but it just, it baffles my mind. It really does, because it's beyond politics. It's beyond freedom or any of that. It's really just decent human consideration for one another. So people, kids don't get infected and possibly pass it on to their grandparents who eventually end up dying. You know, anyway, I digress. I apologize. Let me get back into this. Quick Medicare facts. Long-term care. Services that include medical and non-medical care provided to people who are unable to perform basic activities of daily living, such as dressing or bathing. Long-term support and services can be provided at home, in the community, in assisted living, or in nursing homes. Individuals may need long-term support and services at any age. Medicare and most health insurance plans don't pay for long-term care. I know, right? What craziness is that, right? A service that you really need as you get older, right? And you figure Medicare. Well, yeah, Medicare and most insurance don't cover that. There is long-term care insurance for that. I have them. I sell them very seldomly, though, because they're very expensive. And the older you are is when you really need it. And the older you are, the more you pay. So with long-term care insurance, it's better to get it when you're younger, right? Because the premiums are lower. But at that time, that's not when you're thinking about this stuff. All right. Another quick Medicare fast fact. A brand name drug is a drug sold by a drug company under a specific name or trademark, and that is protected by a patent. Brand name drugs may be available by prescription or over the counter. A word or two about brand name is that they cost more. All right. They tend to be on a tier 3, 4, or 5. Very rarely on a lower tier than that, which then means that your copay is higher. Also, the retail price of brand medication generally tends to be a lot higher than generic. Another quick Medicare facts, home health care. Our health care service and supplies a doctor decides you may need, you may get in your home under a plan of care established by your doctor. So home health care is a care service and supplies doctors decide. Yep. Medicare only covers home health care on a limited basis as ordered by your doctor. And that's very crucial. Often people ask me, hey, I have insurance. Can I just get home health care or am I Medicare? And it really is on a limited basis. And your doctor really has to prescribe the reasons for it. Okay. All right. So last show, 2 weeks ago, I started talking to you about Medicare Advantage, how, you know, the whole idea of Medicare Advantage is that private companies contract with Medicare, right, to take over the management of your health. The goal, obviously, of that is to contain costs, all right? But along the way, you know, the numbers have started to kind of go a little up. And that's what I left at the last show, telling you that Medicare spent about $321 per person for Medicare Advantage enrollees than it would have spent for the same beneficiaries had they been covered under traditional Medicare. And that was in 2019. Okay, so you may ask me or ask yourself, as I do, well, so if the Medicare Advantage plans were supposed to be cost savings measures, right, to bring down the cost of Medicare, how come is it going up? Well, I don't have the answers to that, but this research, this analysis that I came across, and I'm relying on this analysis to share the information that I have for you today, I'm trying to walk through, and at the end, even because I went through it, right? And at the end, it is more expensive. Medicare is spending more, giving more to the Medicare Advantage companies, to private companies, than if they were just paying the money themselves to the providers. Now, the thing about that, though, is that the Medicare Advantage plans or the private companies that are managing those plans are providing some additional benefits for that extra money. And so there's an argument on that as to, well, yeah, people are getting more benefits. Like, for example, right now, dental and vision and hearing are added to the Medicare Advantage plans, whereas the traditional Medicare Part A and B alone do not. So there's argument for that. But anyway, I'm going to do an in-depth dive to this research analysis. So stay with me. Hang in there. It is worth it. So So after adjusting for differences in health status and the geographic distribution of Medicare Advantage enrollees and traditional Medicare beneficiaries, right, spending per person for services covered on the Part A and B total $11,523 in 2019 for beneficiaries in traditional Medicare. This estimate for traditional Medicare reflects the categories of spending that are covered by Medicare payments to Medicare Advantage plans, and so excludes spending on hospice and payments for graduate medical education, but includes administrative expenses. In addition, it adjusts for impact of more intense coding of diagnosis in Medicare Advantage relative to traditional Medicare, as estimated by the group that does this, which makes Medicare Advantage enrollees look like they are in a worse health. Okay. Now, in the same year, right, the amount of federal payments to Medicare Advantage plans were $11,844 per enrollee. And that's where that $321 more per person than the will have been, it comes in, right? So in other words, Medicare Advantage payments were about 103% of spending for comparable traditional Medicare beneficiaries. The higher spending occurred despite changes in the law made by the Affordable Care Act that reduced payments to plans over time. Folks, time is running out. We're going to take another quick break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me at 1-800-864-4414. That's 1-800-864-4414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. Right before the break, I explained the the overage of how much more Medicare is paying to Medicare Advantage plans. So, and this happened in spite of the despite the changes that were made by the Affordable Care Act to reduce payments to plans over time, which estimated 114% of traditional Medicare by in 2009. So, as described, Medicare payments per Medicare Advantage enrollee include two components. Okay, so bid-based expenditures, okay, which reflect the plan's expected cost for providing services covered under Medicare Parts A and B, and this is adjusted for health risk, and rebates, which pay for the cost of benefits not available to traditional Medicare beneficiaries, including reduced cost sharing, subsidized Part B and Part D premiums, and coverage of additional benefits such as vision, dental, and hearing. In 2019, the bid-based portion of the Medicare Advantage payment was $10,848, and the rebate portion was $996. So, higher Medicare payments per Medicare Advantage enrollee increased total Medicare spending by an estimated $7 billion in 2019. So that's where I go to. If these plans were meant to reduce, why is it now that they're costing more? Well, across the approximately 22 million people enrolled in Medicare Advantage in 2019, higher spending of the $321 per person led to that $7 billion additional spending in that year. That is equal to about 3% of all Medicare Advantage spending in 2019. Now, there's growth in Medicare Advantage enrollment. The growth explains half of the projected growth in Medicare Advantage spending between 2021 and 2029. After adjusting for inflation. So between 2021 and 2029, the federal spending on payments to Medicare Advantage plan is projected to increase by $316 billion. That's from $348 billion to $664 billion. Wow, these numbers, these are large numbers. So yeah, they're projecting that from this year to 20 in 8 more years, on Medicare Advantage plans, the government is going to be paying, Medicare is going to be paying private companies on $664 billion. Now, after accounting for inflation, which represents $108 billion of this increase, right, the remaining $208 billion is explained by growth in payments per person. So $105 billion or 50%, and growth in enrollment. So the growth in enrollment is about $104 billion or 50%. Okay. So notably, the rebate portion of Medicare Advantage payment, which must be used to cover the cost of additional benefits not available to traditional traditional Medicare beneficiaries, is projected to grow between 2021 2029. Okay. Rebates account for about 10% of the Medicare Advantage payments in 2021, which is $35 billion of the $348 billion, and are projected to rise to 12% to $80 billion out of the $664 billion in 2019. Wow, what does this mean, Mary? Well, folks, it's just a lot of big numbers, man. Things are just going up. Now, Medicare spending is projected to grow faster for Medicare Advantage enrollees than traditional Medicare beneficiaries. All right, let's dive into this one. So spending per person in Medicare Advantage is projected to grow 5.3% per year on average between 2021 and 2029, an amount which is similar across plan types based on a study that the Kaiser Family Foundation has done. The projected growth in Medicare Advantage spending per person is somewhat higher than the 4.4% average annual growth projected for beneficiaries in traditional Medicare. And remember, traditional Medicare is parts A and B, medical, hospital, and medical. That's what that is. According to the Medicare actuaries, right, the higher projected growth in Medicare payments per Medicare Advantage enrollee are in part explained. So here we're getting a reason as to why. Why is it that people on, well, not people, but rather Medicare is spending more money on Medicare Advantage plans, giving it to the private companies. Here are some of the reasons why. Projected growth in the rebate portion of the payment. Rebates are projected to grow nearly 8% a year on average, which the actuaries attribute to assumed increase in quality bonus payments, increases in benchmarks, okay? It's also possible that the faster expected increase in spending per person in Medicare Advantage compared to the traditional Medicare through 2029 is due in part to an assumption that sicker and higher cost beneficiaries, such as those duly eligible for Medicare and Medicaid, will enroll in Medicare Advantage at a higher rate than in traditional Medicare. For example, the number of Medicare Advantage enrollees in special needs plans, right, which is included just over half of all duly eligible beneficiaries in Medicare Advantage in 2019, is expected to increase slightly by 2029. However, the change is relatively small, and even if it is, if it represents only half of the total increase in Medicare Advantage enrollment by duly eligible beneficiaries, it suggests that the projected increase in spending per Medicare Advantage enrollee is being driven by other factors, such as Medicare Advantage payment methods, right? The way they're paying. Additionally, starting in 2021, all Medicare beneficiaries with end-stage renal disease are eligible to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. This is huge because prior to this year, anyone that had end-stage renal disease had access to a Medicare Advantage, but a specific one. This year, started this year, 2021, they can have access to any Medicare Advantage plan. So through the beneficiaries, though beneficiaries with ESRD, end-stage renal disease, have substantially higher costs than the average Medicare beneficiary. So they represent less than 1% of all Medicare beneficiaries. And so increased enrollment by beneficiaries with ESRD is likely to explain a relatively small portion of the growth in per-person spending in Medicare. All right. So let's look at, so that's one possibility, right? So let's look at an alternative projection for Medicare Advantage spending. So let's look at that. So if Medicare Advantage spending per person was 2% less a year than projected, similar to the simulated effect of recommended payment changes from the group that manages this, total Medicare spending will be $82 billion lower through 2029. All right. So the group has proposed changes to how Medicare Advantage benchmarks are calculated and estimate these changes will result in a 2% reduction in Medicare Advantage payments in a single year. So this is looking for different ways, right? Okay, to project the spending in Medicare Advantage plans. So applying this payment reduction to the projected Medicare Advantage payments per enrollee in each year between 2022 and 2029, total Medicare Advantage spending will be $82 billion lower, right? Okay. The decrease is approximately 1% of the total Medicare benefit spending over these 2 years, right? So even with the reduction in aggregate spending under this scenario where Medicare Advantage payments are reduced by 2% per year, projected Medicare spending per Medicare Advantage enrollee will still be higher and grow faster than projected spending per person in traditional Medicare. Again, still, it's going to cost more. So they're trying to implement changes to the benchmark policy that result in a 2% reduction in payments in a given year will have only a modest effect on access to plans with lower cost sharing and reduced Part B and Part D premiums. To give you an example, right? Yeah, folks. Yeah, so they still can't really explain where this extra money is on average is costing more, right? So let's look at an alternative under an alternative scenario. All right. They looked at that and it still costs more. So in the end, let me just bring this to the end. Okay. Historically, right? The goal of Medicare Advantage program was to leverage the efficiency, as I started to say, of managed care to reduce Medicare spending. However, the program has never generated savings relative to traditional Medicare. In fact, the opposite is true, as I clearly illustrated, and I was trying to explain how is it that they're coming up with these higher numbers, but at the end, it just keeps high. So as a result, Medicare Advantage plans have been able to offer an increasingly robust set of extra benefits not available to beneficiaries in traditional Medicare, which I started to tell you, like the hearing, dental, and vision, which Medicare does not offer, traditional Medicare, that is. And the annual cost of the rebate dollar used to pay for the extra benefits, right, which is approximately $1,680 per Medicare Advantage, really per non-employer, non-SEP plans in 2021, and more than offset any savings that the Medicare Advantage plans generally generate by bidding below the benchmark set by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services for covering Parts A and B services. Now, the extra benefits improve coverage for beneficiaries who choose Medicare Advantage plans and have likely contributed to the substantial increase in Medicare Advantage enrollment. So it's, yeah. Folks, don't go away. I have more of this, right? But we're going to take another quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to Navigating Medicare with Mario Vargas. You can reach me at 1-800-864-4414. That's 1-800-864-4414. Or you can email me at mvargasagency@gmail.com. That's mvargasagency@gmail.com. So I know I'm giving you a lot of data. And why am I doing that, right? As I prepare for this, I was like, wow, am I going to inundate you? Am I going to bore you? Am I going to just bombard you with this stuff? But you know what? As I went through, I said, you know what? I want to share some of this, right? Because I have a lot more, by the way. But I'm keeping some of it back, right? The basic understanding here that I want you to walk away with is that, yes, there are people that are working on these things. It's tough. It's a lot of money because when you're talking about billions of dollars, it's a lot of money. But the concept was very simple, straightforward, but there's nothing as that. Okay, everything, even the minor stuff, always complicated. And the idea was to have efficiency by having these Medicare Advantage plans, right? It hasn't happened because so many things have happened along the way. Like that example I was telling you about individuals that are end-stage renal disease. It is very costly for a carrier to manage someone who has end-stage renal disease because all the medications, all the treatments, and the maintenance drugs are expensive. So that drains that. And the more people do you have, even though it's a small amount of people, it takes a lot of money out of that. And again, that is not the only factor. There are other factors along the way. These companies figure out that, hey, to be competitive, right, I need to offer additional benefits that Medicare, traditional Medicare themselves don't even offer. So it becomes very competitive. But someone has to pay for that, by the way. It has to come from somewhere. So that's where you saw that increase in the efficiency has not been achieved. Now, the analysis that I'm relying on finds that Medicare Advantage payment per enrollee in 2019 were higher. Okay, we already established that. They also are recommending changes on how to calculate the payment, like trying to reduce it to 2% so that way there is savings, right? And over the next decade, Medicare Advantage enrollment is expected to continue to grow, Okay. And I keep telling you show after show that one measure, as an anecdote, not factual or research-based, is that tons of commercials. You see all those commercials that companies are putting out there, right? Well, they wouldn't be doing this if they were not making money, or they knew that there's a lot of money to be made. So as more Medicare beneficiaries enroll in private plans, differences in the Medicare payments across Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare will lead to even higher Medicare spending and more generous benefits for beneficiaries in Medicare Advantage than traditional Medicare. So the higher spending increases Part B premiums paid by all Medicare beneficiaries, including those who are not in Medicare Advantage plan, and contribute to the financing challenges facing the Medicare Hospital Insurance Trust Fund. Further, these projections raise questions of equity between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare, because the faster growth in spending per Medicare Advantage enrollee, right, compared to traditional Medicare beneficiaries, it's in part due to the rising rebates to private plans, which cover the cost of benefits not available to traditional Medicare beneficiaries, right? So although taking steps to address the fiscal challenges facing Medicare are not front and center in current Medicare policy discussions at all, because policymakers may soon be on the lookout for options to achieve Medicare savings to fund other spending priorities or extend the solvency of the Medicare Hospital Insurance Trust. This analysis that I've been relying on for this information suggests that reducing the difference in payments, right, between Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare would generate savings, with the potential for a reduction in extra benefits for Medicare Advantage enrollees. So there you have it. Okay, I gave you a lot of information, but at the end of the day, here's what it is. So Medicare is spending more money in Medicare Advantage plans, okay? The idea was that Medicare Advantage plans were to create efficiencies. What it has turned out to is that while they are not creating efficiency in saving money, but they are providing extra benefits, additional benefits that these private companies are offering, which traditional original Medicare does not. However, the unintended consequences, in my opinion, as I look at this, is that you're creating a division now, because those that are on Medicare Advantage plans are getting a plethora more benefits than those that are on traditional Medicare. And it's going to cause some type of tension and issues down the road. The other bigger concern is that the premiums, also the premium for Part B, inevitably is going to go up. Because whether you're on traditional Medicare or on a Medicare Advantage, Part B premium still has to be paid. And as you may already know, especially for those of you that have been listening to me for quite some time now, that, you know, your Part B premium is based on how much you make along with Part D. And so you could see a scenario where, once again, there's going to be a divide. There's going to be a gap, a financial gap in a way. And also that everybody's going to be paying, because everybody has to pay Part B premium. Okay, everyone. Everyone has to pay unless they qualify for Medicaid or some other assistance, okay, like extra help to cover that. So there you have that, folks. All right. Wow, time is flying. But I do want to get to this, okay, even if it's for the remainder of this show. During the pandemic, in the heart of the pandemic, okay, all insurance carriers, private, all of them, Medicare, individual Medicare, employer, pretty much said no to co-pays. Okay, anything related to COVID-19, doctor's visit, even treatment, there was no payment or co-payment for. They were waived. Well, folks, that time now is over. And honestly, I know it's over, but I'm like, are they really seeing what's happening out there? People are still getting sick. I mean, these variants are like charging through some states, right? There's breakthrough infection. Nonetheless, even with that, those days are over. Insurance companies now, a lot of them have started to stop treating the coronavirus like a regular disease, which is not, which is not. So to get to the point, I want to read an article that I came across that I thought really, really hit it on the head. So Americans will most likely pay significantly more for COVID medical care during this new wave of cases, whether that's a routine coronavirus test or a lengthy hospitalization. Early in the pandemic, most major health insurers voluntarily waived costs associated with a COVID treatment. Patients didn't have to pay their normal copayments or deductibles for emergency room visits or hospital stays. Most COVID tests were free too. The landscape has since changed, as I was telling you. As the pandemic persists into its second year, federal law still requires insurers to cover testing at no cost to the patient when there is a medical reason for seeking care, such as exposure to the disease or a display of symptoms. But more of the tests sought now don't meet the definition of medical reason and are instead for monitoring. And that is true because my wife and I, we just went, as I told you last a couple of weeks ago, for monitoring purposes, right? And many of you are doing that. So, and insurers are now treating COVID more like any other disease, which is what I was just telling you, no longer fully covering the cost of care. Some businesses, like Delta Airlines, are planning to charge unvaccinated employees higher rates for insurance, citing in part the high hospitalization costs for COVID cases. Insurers are confronting the question about whether the cost of COVID treatment should fall on everyone or just the individuals who have chosen not to get vaccine. Wow, that's taking it to another level. I didn't see this coming, but that's interesting. Yeah, that is very interesting. Yeah. And yeah, because now, so here's another reason why people should get vaccinated, right? Because now if every company or insurer starts taking this on as a policy, think about it. So if you're not vaccinated, yeah, you're going to be paying more. You're going to be paying more. They're going to charge you more. Yeah. You know, time is running, but I want to tell you about where I'm located. And you got to stay tuned next week. I'm going to continue this reading this article to really walk you through about this issue of COVID medical bills are about to get bigger for individuals. Okay, so tune in for next week for that. But in the meantime, please let me tell you, next month, unless something dramatically changes, I will be at the following locations. So every Tuesday, starting on the 5th of October, I will be at the CVS at 306 Applegarth Road in Monroe Township. I will be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yes, I'll be there all the way from October 5th to December 7th. Also, on Thursdays, I'm literally across the street from there at the Walgreens at 314 Applegarth Road. And I'll be there every Thursday starting October 7th to December 2nd. And I'm there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as well. Also, I have meetings. I have quite a number of meetings. Starting October 15th at the Courtyard Marriott in Cranberry at 10 a.m. and also at 2 p.m. I'm there. On the 16th, I'm there at 10 a.m. On the 21st of October, I'm over at Somerset Diner at 10 a.m. and at 6 p.m. On November 4th, I'm also there at Somerset Diner at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the 18th at 6 p.m. So, folks, I'm also at the Hilton Garden in Bridgewater. I will also be at the Somerset Diner again on the 26th of October at 2 p.m. If you want to know about any of these days specifically, call me 1-800-864-8414. You've been wonderful. Stay tuned next week. Take care.